This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Michael is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He met a beautiful lady named Lady Catherine. But now Lady Catherine is ghosting Michael, and he doesn't know why, so we're going to see if we can help him out. What's up, Michael?
Hello. Yes, beautiful Lady Catherine.
Lady Catherine.
If we talk about Lady Catherine, he needs to be Sir Michael.
Yeah, Sir Michael. Sir Michael, how long has it been since you talked to Lady Catherine?
Oh, this is about a week ago. Our one date was about a week ago.
Okay. Uh-huh. So tell us about it.
So it was a Tinder date. Swipe right. We both swiped right. She has a taste for craft beer, or so she said in her profile. So I thought, hey, let's set up a craft brewery.
That's cool.
And yeah, I thought it was a fun first date idea. And turns out she was like, lived like 30, 40 minutes away from the brewer, or, you know, out from the brewery. Mm. And so I was like, all right, hey, let's push the time back. So give you plenty of time to get there. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay. So I get there a little early, and I text her, hey, I got us a good spot. I'm a little early. And then she says, okay, just leaving now. Huh. So I'm doing the math. I go, wait, so I'm going to sit here for 40 minutes. And yes, my math was correct. I sat there for about 40 minutes until she arrived. So we're off to a great start.
Did you call her out on that? Like, hey, like, that's why I kind of recommended we push it back.
I made a joke like, oh, well, something about being fashionably late. I guess, you know, it's a little irked, but I tried to have a good sense of humor about it.
Okay.
And, but yeah, I was definitely irked. And then, we're just chit-chatting. She didn't seem very interested in anything. Felt like I had to carry the conversation. And then at some point, I offer to order another round. And I'm bringing it back to the table. And I just biff it. I spill it. And it should be what I think a charming moment. Like, you know, we can laugh about it. I spilled the beer on the way back. She didn't seem to find it funny. So I went to the bathroom to clean up. And when I got back, she hangs up the phone like she was just on the phone. And she says, hey, my sister's really sick. She's in trouble. I got to get out of here.
Wait, I'm so confused because this date sounds horrific.
Yeah.
Why do we want to talk to this girl again?
Well, I don't. I just want to know what I did. Like, why, from her perspective, this was a bad day.
Oh.
Because from my perspective, it was a disaster. But I thought I did pretty good.
Like, you feel like you should be the one ghosting her, not her ghosting you.
Exactly. So I'm really curious.
I was about to say, you just like punishment, don't you?
I know, right?
Into weird
I'm hoping
stuff.
Next time she just punches me right in the face.
Sir Michael.
Hey, you're into whatever you're into, man.
I guess.
Yeah. What?
Okay, so you just really want to see what's up.
Yeah, and then call her out on a few things.
All right, and then maybe she'll call you out, and then Sir Michael is all the way in.
Maybe.
All right. We'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe give you another date if you still want one, okay?
All righty.
All right, man. Play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Michael is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by Catherine. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one, even though his first date was kind of a train wreck. Well, yeah. Michael, just refresh everybody's memory real quick before we give her a call, okay?
Yeah, so she made me wait for about 40 minutes, even though I offered to push back our date so she can make it on time. I'm pretty sure she made up a fake story about her sister being sick to leave the date and showed absolutely no sense of humor when I spilled a beer all over myself.
I don't know about you, but I got to hear from this girl too.
Okay. All right, Michael, we're about to call her. Mostly Michael just wants to figure out what happened, but maybe another date, who knows, right? So we'll give her a call right now. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Catherine, please?
This is Catherine.
Hello, Lady Catherine. My name is Jubal.
Please don't hang up. This is not supposed to be weird. Catherine, my name is Nina. I'm on a show called The Jubal Show. That's where he's from, too.
She is also a lady.
And I'm here, too. I'm Victoria.
Lady Victoria.
Okay, please don't hang up.
Okay.
We're calling you for a specific reason. We got an email about you.
Okay.
So we do a segment on the show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from a guy named Michael.
Okay. That sounds familiar.
You remember your date with Michael?
I do.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about it?
Sure. So he set up a date for us at like this craft brewery, which is fine. I'm into craft beer. And when I got there, he just seemed like really annoyed and totally uninterested in anything that I was saying. Like I was just trying to make regular conversation and he just, I don't know. He just looks annoyed. He made some rude comments when I got there about, being fashionably late, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I live like 45 minutes away. I mean, I was busy. I had stuff to do. Like I was trying to get there on time. The main thing is it was so awkward when he, so So he went to get us another round. Okay. So he goes up to get us another round of drinks. Well, on the way back, he's almost at the table. He spills his beer like all over him. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. It was so weird and awkward and just like totally, I don't know, nerdy. I guess it just was so weird. And I mean, what? It just was. It was like he was a spaz or something. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what happened. And it was just awkward and super embarrassing the way that it happened. I mean, people were looking at him.
Do you think he did it on purpose?
What the hell, dude? I don't know. I mean, and then he just stood there. And I was like, okay. So I like reached over and grabbed my beer out of his hand so he could like walk away and go whatever, clean up or whatever. I mean, it was just freaking weird. I mean, it was, yeah.
Try to like help him.
Yeah, yeah. Give him a towel or something. Napkin.
Where was I getting a towel from?
I mean, a napkin.
There were napkins on the table. I mean, I'm not his mommy. Like, I'm not cleaning up his spill. You know what I mean? It was just weird.
Okay.
It just, the vibe was very awkward when that happened. And I just thought, okay, this is bizarre. So...
Is that why you're not calling him back?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it just, he was just very awkward and not my vibe. It was not good. Let's just say that. I'm going to be nice. It was just not good. Yeah.
He did say also that you had to leave in a hurry because something was wrong with your sister. Now I'm just curious, like,
is she okay?
Is that true?
She's totally fine. You know how you set up those phone calls, like when you go on a first date with somebody you've met on Tinder, like your rescue call? Does anybody else do that, or that's just me? Anyway, no, that was my total rescue call. Absolutely. I was like, I got to get out of here, and I got to make it be something a little bit believable. But anyway, no, I had to get out of there.
Well, thank you for being honest with us.
Yeah, no problem. Just... Nothing to lose here. So.
You may have lost Michael. I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
Michael is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. I'm not sure if you've lost him, but...
Yeah, he's I'm here. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. This is Nerdy Michael.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going?
I mean, it's going fine.
Have you ever seen somebody spill a beer before? Like, has this never happened to you?
Actually, no. It's never happened to me.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what
to
tell you.
Gravity works differently for me than everybody else.
Well, that was clear.
Here, let me just really deeply apologize for spilling a beer on myself. I'm so deeply ashamed. You know, I blame my father for not having bigger hands.
Yeah, well, it was something. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I didn't know you were on the phone, dude. I mean, that's just, from my point of view, it was super awkward. Very, I don't know, it was just weird. Your reaction was weird.
Right.
The way you just stood there was weird.
Yeah, I'm weird, man. It's totally weird. You're right. I'm so sorry. This is totally on me. In fact, I'm going to turn myself into the authorities for spilling that beer. It was a crime against humanity.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, what are you even talking about?
It was a really good IPA.
What are you even talking about? Okay, I hope that you guys can see what I'm talking about. Like, what is he even... I'm turning myself into the authorities? Yeah, I made the right choice. Clearly, made the right choice.
Sounds like sarcasm, but...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting.
I don't have anything else to say. I don't know what to tell you.
There may be one thing... Maybe just one word even
sure.
that you might want to say. Catherine, would you like to go out on another date with Michael? We'll pay for it.
Two words. Hell no.
Oh, okay. Wow. Plot twist.
All right.
Well, that's too bad. That was the Catherine of my dream.
Keep dreaming, Michael. Keep dreaming.
All righty.
Michael, you'll find another Catherine. I'm sure.
Maybe she'll spill her beer instead of you this time.
Yeah. I think I'm all done with Catherine.
All right. She ruined all the Catherines.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.